and the people over me were angled. I feel that the school administration all over the reservation, not only BIA, public school and private school, etc., should be Navajo educators, and I think that we ought to work in this direction. I realize that there are some Navajo administrators, but they, as you all know, are few and far between. I think we need more. These are my feelings as a parent, and I speak also from, as I say, having been a school teacher at one time. Thank you.
Sure, I'll be one sword. Thank you, Mrs. Arthur. And next we have Mrs. Nye, Rita Nye from Rock Point. So at this time I'd like to turn this over to Mrs. Rita Nye. with the principal and also other educators, administrators, and the result has been a new school and also a recent expansion of Rock Point. And how she got involved is through her children. So she became familiar with some of the programs that they have at Rock Point, one that she has participated twice. And for a duration of 2 weeks has been the Parent Worker Program, where she had the opportunity to talk to her own children as well as her neighbor's children. And the one thing that has been stressed is bilingual, bicultural, where those who know English have been talking to children in English, and those who can't talk English but can talk to the kids who not have done everything we could. And the children seem to like the program because they always come to us and ask for more stories, more encouraged words, and etc. And she is for improvement, and she likes the idea of local hiring. Right now, it seems like a number of people who are from the community are coming back and take their rightful place in various positions. And this is all she has to say. Next, we have Mr. Ray Yao, also from Rock Point. And Nana Puneji, Nana Adi Tedes, Adi Ray Yao.
Tobin, when I come, I'm not Good area, I have no idea.